Mom, I wanted to talk to you. You know I've been working really hard at becoming financially independent.
Yeah, I know you've been saving up to move into a place of your own.
I've cut back on my spending, no more impulse purchases. I think by the end of the year I will have paid off all of my credit card debt. I'll have saved up enough money for the deposit and first month's rent.
Really? But what about your long-term plans? You'll be living beyond your means.
I know renting sounds pretty short-term, but I really have my heart set on a fabulous apartment I saw last month. The person who's living there now is moving out at the start of next year.
But how are you going to afford it? Do you really want to shell out your hard-earned money for an apartment? You know a place of your own will be way over your budget.
I know. Rents downtown are astronomical, but this place is a little bit farther away, so it's cheaper.
Okay, that's good.
Also, it will be a lot more affordable if I have a roommate to share the rent and chip in for expenses.
A roommate? Who is going to be your roommate?
That's what's so great. By the end of the year, Charlotte will have finished her degree and she's moving back here. She wants to be my roommate.
Oh, that will make a big difference.
We've been working on a budget. I think it's realistic, and if we stick to it, we should be just fine. We can move in after the first of the year.
Wow, this is happening so fast. I wish I'd known about this before we spent all that time fixing up your old bedroom.
I know I should have told you before, but Charlotte just confirmed her plans with me last week. And yesterday, my boss told me that by the end of the year, I will have gotten that raise he's been promising me.
Let's hope so. Well, I guess when you set yourself a goal, you really work hard to reach it. I'm proud of you.